And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A suburban Atlanta man is facing charges of terroristic threats and more, as authorities say he was stopped this morning before he could attack those at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. WSB's Veronica Waters.
Tragedy averted, says Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens, after Billy Cagle's family alerted police he was live streaming his drive to the airport to, quote, shoot it up.
He's a felon with a semi-automatic weapon, and he's got mental challenges, and he's approaching the world's busiest and most efficient airport.
Police Chief Darren Shearbaum says officers armed with his photo arrested an unarmed Cagle who strolled in to look at the TSA checkpoint. An AR-15 with 27 rounds was in his pickup outside.
And I do believe he was likely to use that weapon inside the crowded terminal that he had just seen.
The feds are investigating how Cagle, a felon, got a gun. Veronica Waters for CBS News, Atlanta.
A federal appeals court has cleared the way for the Trump administration to deploy members of the Oregon National Guard to Portland to protect federal immigration personnel and property while a legal challenge moves forward. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
So the Supreme Court will probably have to solve this, which is, when can the president call the National Guard? What constitutes a rebellion? What kind of factual findings have to go to show that there's the need for the National Guard? And how much discretion should be given to the trial judges who are making these decisions?
U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner are in Israel to make sure that the Gaza peace plan does not unravel, especially after serious threats over the weekend between Israel and Hamas. Israel struck multiple targets inside Gaza after a deadly attack on Israeli soldiers. Hamas rejects Israel's claim that it was involved. When asked about compromises to the ceasefire earlier today, President Trump responded,
"We have a little situation relatively with Hamas, and that will be taken care of very quickly if they don't straighten it out themselves, because you're in violation of their agreement."
Vice President J.D. Vance will soon join Witkoff and Kushner in Israel. A massive Amazon cloud outage has been resolved, according to the company, after disrupting internet use worldwide. It took down a broad range of online services, including social media, gaming, food delivery, streaming, and financial platforms. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
It's just the latest major internet failure demonstrating the world's online dependence. Last year, a CrowdStrike software outage grounded planes around the world and affected hospitals and courts. Amazon Web Services last had a major outage 2 years ago.
Amazon said the root cause was an underlying internal subsystem issue. President Trump suggests the U.S. will buy Argentine beef to bring down prices for American consumers. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Not only does Progressive let you bundle your insurance, they also give you round-the-clock protection. Quote today at progressive.com.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Young women have become obsessed with an old cowboy novel.
That's a bad bunch we have. Baddest I ever seen.
Young women are buying up Larry McMurtry's 1985 Pulitzer Prize-winning Lonesome Dove amid a renewed interest in all things cowboy, thanks in part to the Paramount series Yellowstone.
And we're a shade old to start fighting Indians all over again, don't you think?
And there's Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour. BookScan reports more than 56,000 copies sold in the past year. The manager of New York Strand Bookstore says they've rung up twice as many sales for Lonesome Dove this year compared to last. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Universal Pictures says that Black Phone 2 has topped the North American box office with an estimated $26.5 million in ticket sales. The film received positive reviews 4 years after the original became a sleeper success. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, passing showers, cold and windy. Low tonight in the mid-40s, high tomorrow in the mid-50s. At times, wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. Temps slowly warm through the rest of the week. Right now, it's 58.
WRJN. Just the other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Stars fall from the sky for you.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
Just And timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Cafe, just the other side of the border.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Strands and polishes of guns.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives. WRJN.
Stop it, stop. When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the river.